every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 doesn't speak for anybody. We only speak for ourselves.
None of the alphabet soup at all.
We don't speak for A A N A O A C A G A P A L A L A S B L A S L A A C R R R M M D R A H A
M O U S E.
Yeah, none of them guys. Do we, Shelly?
No.
Shelly doesn't even want to speak for herself. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly
and Mark.
Apparently, she doesn't want to speak for herself. Hi, Shelly. Okay. Mark, do me a favor. Hand the microphone for a second to Connor. Connor wants to be on the air.
Yo.
Connor, who looks surprisingly like Slash from Guns N' Roses. Does anybody ever say that to you, Connor?
Yes, many people say that.
Now, Connor, you just graduated high school.
Yep.
Do a lot of dope?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no. You are going to Cal State, L.A.?
Yep.
In the fall?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be picking up on all the ladies.
Yeah.
Sweet. The reason I'm letting him do this is because I know he's going to get all his friends to listen to it. And we'll get a bunch of unique hits on our website. Anyway, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You got anything you want to tell the world that's, like, not too psychotic?
I like fried cheese.
Wow. All right.
Wow. Oh, you know what?
That's my son.
Hang on. Now I got to give equal time. I got to be equal time.
This what is this family reunion?
This is my daughter, Courtney. Come here, Courtney.
Welcome to the Family Power Hour.
Yeah, the Family Power Hour. Courtney, just turned 17 the other day. How you doing?
Hey, guys.
This is Courtney on Recovery 101. What are you doing next year? What are you doing next year?
Going to be a senior.
Going to be a senior. You got a boyfriend?
Yes.
What's his name?
Joseph.
Little bastard. No.
That's dumb.
Anyway, hi to you too. We're just giving the kids a chance to be on the air so you can have your friends. You got anything you want to say to the world?
What's up?
I don't know if anyone heard that.
Oh, what's up?
Okay.
Is it too loud?
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Give the microphone back to Mark.
Go play on the beach.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
I'm stunned.
What?
Our children, the brain trust of America. Fried cheese and sup.
What's sup? Yeah.
Okay.
That is
our. It's not like anything of like.
That is the future for our country.
And you know what? It's not like we got any props. Like, yeah, I really think it's great that my mom and dad are working on a recovery show that helps. Helps millions of people.
We can have that.
What's up? And I like fried cheese. He really does look like Slash from Guns N' Roses. He's not quite as rough around the edges. He's got the hair, though.
Yeah.
If somebody had handed me a mic at that age, I would have been laying down the Republican agenda or something like that.
Wow.
That's right.
Because that's what I was like.
You should
into.
Do that now.
Well, no politics.
Don't call me no politics. Sometimes politics can't be ignored.
You just said the Republican agenda.
Yeah, but that was then. This is now. And right now, I'm going to talk about Estella Warren.
We're okay with that.
Okay.
Are there pictures to go with it?
Well, there was a picture of her. She was the Planet of the Apes star.
You didn't print the pictures?
And she was on some other show.
Original Planet of the Apes?
She's an SI swimsuit model.
Yeah. She's a swimsuit model.
Oh, yeah.
She was charged with a DUI, hit and run, and other offenses. She's entered a residential treatment facility and is wearing an alcohol-detecting scram bracelet.
Perfect.
She wants to prove to people that she isn't drinking.
Estella, I am available as a sober coach.
What is a scram bracelet?
It's for like free. The thing Lindsay had on, that Lohan had on.
Well, apparently that didn't work very well since she was drunk on her roof the other night.
The one that she had on when they spilled the alcohol on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It detects alcohol coming through your pores.
Okay.
If you drink.
Wow.
Last month, Warren crashed her Prius into three other cars and hit an officer who tried to arrest her when she fled.
Her Prius.
Wow.
Her Prius picked her up from her private jet to take her where she was going.
Yes.
Way to be environmentally friendly.
Yeah. The toxicology results have come in on Ryan Dunn.
They said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks.
No, they did come in, and he definitely had a drunk, blood right? alcohol concentration of 0.196.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Double the legal limit.
Yeah. Yeah,
1.96 and 140 mile an hour.
130 mile an hour.
130. Now, anything over 100 is asking for trouble, even if you're not drunk.
He's a jackass.
Well, there is that.
He was.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one that tried to stick the toy car up his bum?
I think he lost his jack.
You know what really sucks for him, like really and truly? He had a new show that
about
to come on.
He's dead. That's what really sucks for
him.
But I mean, well, that is true.
But there's more water for the rest of us now.
But he had a show that looked pretty good. I liked it. I watched some of the clips from it. Looked like it was going to be good. I would be surprised if someone from the Jackass crew doesn't try and step in and take that, because it looked like it had promise. I don't know.
All right. R&B singer Nivea.
Nivea?
Yes, apparently.
Like the skin cream?
Yeah, apparently we're naming our kids after personal products now.
Nivea.
She was arrested in Atlanta on Sunday, charged with driving under the influence after hitting a downed tree.
Was Dove in the car with her?
Did she?
No, but there was a child in the back seat.
Did she hurt the tree?
Well, the tree, there was a storm. She'd been at a party.
Uh-huh.
And she told the officers that some number of hours before she had had a couple of alcoholic beverages. There was a storm during the party. A tree went down across the road.
Yeah.
Why did the tree cross the road?
There were cones and there was yellow tape and traffic cones warning people, hello, tree in the middle of the road. She says she didn't see that and crashed into the tree.
Okay. How about the kid?
Well, the kid is fine.
Oh, good.
How's the tree?
You're taking the kid away?
She's denying it. In the story, it doesn't say whether it's her kid or not.
The tree is still dead.
Yeah, the tree is still dead.
She is claiming that she was not drunk, and they didn't actually do a drunk driving test on her at the time because she said she was hurt, so they took her to the hospital.
She was hurt?
Some blood at the hospital.
She was hurt, and she's a diabetic. I'm not drunk, I'm a diabetic.
At the hospital, probably.
Well, no, according to the story, there is no blood alcohol. There was no measurement made of her blood alcohol content.
Okay. For all you drinkers and drivers, that's what you do. I'm hurt. Take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
I want to throw in something because I want to throw in something because I don't want to be too insensitive.
What?
To Ryan's family. Ryan Dunn, because you know what? I mean, he died in a horrible way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I want to say my condolences to Bam as well. Bam is like his best childhood friend who's also on Jackass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Mark's like, yeah, whatever.
Let me step off the mic.
In Meridian, Idaho.
Well, I know there's a Meridian, Mississippi.
State Senator John McKee was charged with DUI and grand theft after police found the Senate Republican caucus chairman sleeping in the back of a crashed SUV that wasn't his.
Wait, he got charged with what?
Okay, Meridian homeowners.
Yeah, no, he got charged with what?
With DUI and grand theft auto.
DUI? They didn't see him driving it.
No, he was found. The SUV had crashed. He had crashed.
He found a crashed SUV
and went
crawled into
the
back seat.
He found a crashed SUV and crawled in the back and fell asleep. Why is that a problem?
That's what I would have said.
Instantly.
That's what I would have said. I don't know how the. I don't, dude. You know what? I was walking home after this party because you know I wouldn't drive, and I found this crashed SUV, and it looked like a good place to sleep for a while.
Well, apparently there were witnesses that saw him get out of the car after it crashed.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, that's another issue.
Meridian homeowners on Nat Place said they woke up to their neighbor's excursion with a 24-foot trailer attached, jackknifed between their fence and the garage.
Wow.
And then he got out of the car, ran up and down the road barefooted, ran back to the SUV, and got into the back seat and fell asleep. So they called
somebody
the police.
Got out of the car and ran away, and then he just happened to come along.
Yeah. Mark's when looking at all the angles for this
climbed
guy.
Into the back seat, went to sleep.
When the police came, he was very confused, dazed and confused, and told them that he thought he was in the promised land.
Well, he was asleep.
Hey, Shelley.
What?
I just got to throw this in there.
What?
Where does that fit into the Republican agenda?
The things not to do.
there
no, this is a Democratic conspiracy.
This is the horrible warning.
This is a Democrat conspiracy. He guy just was walking along, climbed in the back to go to sleep.
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy.
It's a vast left-wing conspiracy.
Perfect.
Well, all right then.
You got plenty of time.
Justin Timberlake is in the news.
Sweet. I like him. He's funny.
Well, yeah, but I think he's kind of a moron now.
Oh.
Well, he was kind of a moron then, but go ahead.
When asked in an interview whether he likes marijuana, he said, absolutely. I'm quoting here. The only thing pot does for me is it gets me to stop thinking. Sometimes I have a brain that needs to be turned off, and some people are just better when they're high.
Especially if they're driving.
Now, people keep asking him when he's going to have a new song or an album coming out, and he says, I don't know what to say. It could happen next month or next year.
I can't record.
It could happen next month or next year, but right now it's not where it's at for me. Because I'm too busy looking for cheese puffs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm too busy going back and forth to 7-Eleven.
Hey, Shelley, do you have the story about the guy who tried to hold up the marijuana dispensary delivery guy?
No, I missed that one.
You missed that one?
What happened?
Wait
do
a
tell.
Minute.
Yeah, I told you about it the other day.
Oh, you told me about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guy tried to hold up a marijuana dispensary delivery guy. The marijuana dispensary delivery guy's bodyguard put 3 slugs in the guy and killed him.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, where was that?
Really?
That was in Southern California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Where else could it be? We're the only place around who we deliver our dope.
Yeah, we deliver dope to you.
We take our pot very seriously.
That's right.
Wow.
Did you give shout-outs to anybody this time for this news?
No, but I'd already used all the news that got shout-outs on the last show.
This is Shelley's.
I didn't give you anything.
Oh yeah, I guess I should do a shout out to Bruce.
No,
shout
out right here.
Wow, how did you cultivate that?
I had when you have to cultivate it, it's bad.
Bruce, send the humble trophy back.
I'm sorry. Now I need it back because I said I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to hold those and see if we meet them. In Connersville, Indiana, police...
Connersville? Where'd Connor go? He could have been in on this.
Yeah, really. Police have arrested a 26-year-old Amish man from eastern Indiana who showed up in a horse and buggy for what he thought was a meeting to have sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Wow.
Now, the disturbing part of the story...
In that case, men are sheep.
I mean, other than the fact that he was trying to... other than the fact that he was trying to have sex with a 12-year-old girl, what was really disturbing is he was an Amish man... who was sexting on a cell phone. What is an Amish man doing with a cell phone, by God?
Sexting.
Wonder what this pickup line was. Honey, want to go for a ride in my buggy?
He showed up to the assignation
in
a buggy.
No, you know what he said? Hey, I have a pony outside. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to come ride my pony?
My baloney pony?
Yes, he used his cell phone to ask the 12-year-old girl for nude photos and then asked her to have sex with him.
Hold on.
To her mother.
He wants to have sex with a 12-year-old girl, and your big question is, what's he doing with a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, my big question is, why is he such a perv?
Let's line the priorities up here in order and take a look at this.
Now, obviously, because there's more to this. A, why does he have her number? She's apparently not Amish because she has a cell phone. Does it say anything about that?
How do you know she's not Amish? He's Amish and he has a cell phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Or he has a buggy fetish.
It doesn't actually say how he got her phone number. So.
It was given to him by the Child Predator Task Force in Pennsylvania.
Probably on Face Tablet.
Face Tablet. That's good. Shelly?
Yes?
Do you have another story? Shelly's busy trying to get something off her microphone.
Shelly's trying to get something that doesn't exist off her microphone.
Okay.
Meds
for? Portland, Oregon.
Shelly won.
In Portland, Oregon.
Oh, been there many,
many
times. A
21-year-old man was caught on security cameras urinating into the city's reservoir. And this was the clean water reservoir that was going to be pumped out to consumers.
Nice.
So it had already been sanitized.
Did they have to re-sanitize it all, or did they just...
They flushed it.
Did they?
8 million gallons.
They flushed 8 million gallons?
Yes, because one guy peed in the water.
They flushed it back to the beginning?
I hope so.
Of the...
They better have.
Well, so, it's not in the story. It says
folks in Portland, you'll get clean pee.
It says that the reservoir was drained, and people are up in arms because they threw away 8 million gallons of water.
Question would be, why didn't you drain that back around? Maybe there was no way to do that.
Now, you know, here's the thing. The water really didn't go anywhere.
It's going to go back into the ecosystem.
Uh-huh. It's going to go back in the ecosystem. It's going to evaporate. It's going to go up into the atmosphere. It's going to rain back down. It's going to be collected. It's going to come right back again.
It never rains in Portland. Are you kidding?
Shh. They'll have it back in Portland in a month.
Even the ducks wear galoshes in Oregon. Galoshes. What a word.
The city manager said that the yuck factor was the primary reason for the decision to drain 8 million gallons at a cost of less than $8,000 to treat it as sewage.
Okay.
The yuck factor.
The yuck factor.
Yuck, not in a funny way.
Yeah, really.
Yuck. Gonna smoke me some olive oil.
I'm just looking to see if there's anything.
Wow.
That's,
I love
like,
sweet me olive.
Really pressing in these stories.
It's one of my only impersonations, Popeye.
We've got a little bit of a mystery.
A mystery.
Ooh.
Mystery.
Let's see if we can solve it.
Authorities found about 300 pounds of marijuana in an idling big rig stopped on U.S. 59 in southeast Montgomery County.
I wonder where he went.
This is in Texas.
It was the dope delivery guy.
The stash was discovered in the cab of an 18-wheeler that was abandoned early Wednesday morning. They still don't know who was in the truck, why the truck was pulled over there just on the side of the road.
How much dope?
300 pounds.
Now, how much dope, Bruce, do you project was really in there?
600 pounds.
Yeah, okay.
No arrests have been made in the case because they can't find anybody.
I'm sure that...
Sheriff Buford T. Justice was all over it.
Here's the question I would have.
What?
A, who is the truck registered to? Because that's probably where you should start. B, was the truck reported stolen?
Yes. It doesn't say that in the story whether they've gone through any of those steps.
I'm sure they haven't.
Yeah.
Where is it? Texas?
Texas.
Yeah, they don't care. You know what happened? The cops took him out back and shot him already.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
He's buried.
Yeah.
He's buried.
It's Texas.
It was really an entire 50-foot trailer of weed, but they only found 300 pounds of it.
Yeah.
Now all the cops are driving Lamborghinis. What happened?
And not driving them very straight. Driving them crooked down the road.
In Palm Beach,
Florida,
Patrick Toole, 34, is accused of assaulting a Shell gas station clerk and officers who tried to stop him from stealing several 12 packs of beer and a jug of apple juice.
What was the apple juice for?
He placed the apple juice in the bottom of his child's stroller. The child was in the stroller at the time.
Okay, the apple juice was for the kid. That was responsible.
He was a good dad.
Yes.
He didn't want to give his kid beer. You can get arrested for that.
A bystander helped the clerk control Toole until police arrived.
What's his name?
Patrick Toole.
Had to control his tool.
Yeah, what a tool. He tried kicking the rear door of the police car, the rear window of the police car, and the rear inside door out.
Oh, I've seen video of that where you see the guy just kicking the crap out of the window. Yeah, you're not gonna break that window.
My brother kicked the front seat out of a police car one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tequila was involved.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
Tequila lowering women's standards since 1947.
Yeah. Perfect.
And that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
So, Shelly.
What?
You have a topic?
Miss Manners?
Oh, meeting etiquette.
Yeah, Miss Manners.
I think it's time for a little brush up on that.
You know, last time we had Miss Manners on the show, Shelly, as she was bitching about people with cell phones in meetings, her phone went off on the air.
That wasn't in a meeting.
What are you talking about? We're two or more gathered.
You mean I don't have to go to any more meetings this week because I've been here?
This show is not a meeting.
It is for us.
Well, what would you do if you needed a meeting? Did we already do that, this show?
No.
No.
We don't care.
Turn it up.
Go to a meeting.
Turn it up.
We don't
care. Go to a meeting.
Turn it up.
Go to a meeting.
Less filling.
Tastes great.
Yes, see, there you go. Perfect. Recovery 101. Less filling, tastes great.
Sweet. All right, then.
Recovery.
We'll probably get sued for that.
Probably. Well, you said it.
That was Mark. So, Shelly.
Yes?
Meeting etiquette. Kick us off.
Crosstalk is very rude. Unless you're in a meeting that's specifically about crosstalk.
Now, what do you mean by crosstalk, though? Because there's different kinds of...
Well, there's two different ways that people look at crosstalk. Actual crosstalk is when someone shares in a meeting and then somebody else shares directly to them.
Which I know is like a definition of crosstalk. I've never really looked at crosstalk being like that. I've always looked at crosstalk as being the people that are having side conversations and laughing
right.
and stuff over to the side when someone
or
else is
sharing. Or throwing in comments while somebody's sharing.
Yes.
Yeah. I've never done that.
You're lying.
I never would do that. I've
you
done
do
that.
It all the
I've
time.
Done that many
you are
times.
Lying through your gums.
I've done it many, many, many times. I admit, I've been a bastard on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been times, too, like when I'm running a meeting when someone else is doing it, where I'm like, shh.
It's all I can do sometimes on a Thursday night to get everybody to just settle down to the level where I can actually be heard so that we can run the meeting.
How about meeting etiquette like someone starts sharing about how fabulous their experiences with cocaine are?
You give them their
oh,
3 minutes.
Oh, I love it.
You give them their 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then you cut them off. Boom.
You cut them off. Of course, then you share
happened.
Directly to that person. I've done that before. You know what? I didn't share directly to the person. I shared over them, not at them.
Well, you know what? And you know what the thing is? And I'm sure that Mark has probably done this. Have you ever shared at a person without sharing at the person?
Mm-hmm.
Like you construct mm-hmm. your
oh, yeah.
share so that they'll know for sure you're talking about them, but you don't mention them at all. You yep. don't look at them.
Yep.
You see them out of the corner of your eye, though, you can see them like fidgeting in their seat.
Mm-hmm.
And that bastard.
Oh,
or that
another
or
one.
That great yeah. person.
That's another one that cheeses me off.
What?
Fidgeting. Sit still in the goddamn... Sorry, I'm not supposed to
Whoa!
Say that.
Oh, wow.
Shelly dropped the GD bomb.
Oops. In the golly gosh darn seat.
I'm looking over at the peanut gallery. We have someone in the peanut gallery that in the past has had issues with staying in one spot.
You know what we should do? We should issue tasers to all the secretaries.
Dude,
that would
fun.
Be awesome.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Someone just starts. you're like, you know what? You're going to fidget for about half a second.
That's right.
And then you're going to seize up.
That's right. But this is going to be very entertaining for the rest of the group.
You're going to be down on the floor.
Pee in your pants.
Pee in your pants. Wow. That would be awesome. What do you think, Mark?
About what?
Meeting etiquette.
Meeting
is there
etiquette?
Anything else that pisses you off in meetings?
You know, I think what annoys me most of all is when people who are in the meeting that actually have time. And they've actually been around. And most of them, not surprisingly, have been around more than once. And they sit and they carry on their own conversation during the readings.
Yeah.
Which is probably the most annoying thing that I think.
What if it's who's an addict in Cocaine Anonymous?
You know, we chime into certain spots. But what about when they're having their own conversation during the reading of We Can't Recover?
Yes.
I'm not talking about I'm talking about their own conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, well, to me, your own conversation, period. You know what? Many people, and I've seen people do this, and I don't hear what they're saying, like when they just kind of like nudge the person next to them and they say something very quietly to them, is a lot different than people that are sitting like four people from each other and talking to each other and laughing, and you can totally hear them.
Well, making a comment to somebody next to you is one thing, but carrying on a conversation, take it outside.
Matter of fact, our good friend, who you guys haven't met, my good friend Don Wilder from the 12-Step Music Fest came out to California once. We went to a meeting down by Long Beach called the Snake Pit, an NA meeting. And she is very NA and she's very program. And these girls were just talking amongst themselves. And she asked to speak. She said, "My name's Don, I'm an addict." Looked over and said, "You need to shut the F up." And I mean, just straight like that. And she goes, "You know what? There might be someone in here that's going to die because they don't hear the message because you guys can't walk 5 feet to that door and go outside and talk." And those girls just clammed up. And you know what? She goes, "Look, I don't want to come off like a bitch on this." She goes, "But you know what? I'm going to bitch because I don't want someone in this room to go out and get loaded because you guys are distracting everyone from what these guys need to hear." And, you know, you could tell there were some people in the room looking at me like, you brought her here? But you know what? She was exactly right.
Yeah,
you ever done that, Shelly? You ever laid someone out in a meeting?
Not really. I don't remember. Well, there was one time when a couple of people in the meeting were really romancing the drug, and it was ticking me off. And
I was there.
Yeah, and
I was
yes,
there
Mark
too.
Mark shared right after I shared, because I don't want people to think that we're just sitting around talking about how great it is to get loaded.
It was a doozy.
It was
yeah,
really bad.
It was above and beyond.
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
That was horrible. My pet peeve in meetings, and someone that we know and love, drives me absolutely up freaking wall with this.
Okay, tell us. I'm sorry.
Sitting in the middle of the meeting, cell phone goes off. Answers it in the meeting. Drives me nuts. Put your cell phone on vibrate. If you got to answer it, go outside the room.
That could be a lot of people. I've heard that many times.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
And I've seen that many times. I've actually had my phone vibrate or something. Oh, I got a meeting etiquette thing for you. Oh, my God. And
okay.
It's for a reason, and it works every time. I'll go into a meeting. I have a horrible propensity not to turn my ringer off. So one of my sponsees calls me every flipping time.
But last night he called you as you were walking in the door.
In the door, yeah.
Yeah.
And he thinks, you know, it's like,
but sometimes he'll call me, like, when someone's sharing or something. And it's like, dude, I know that I should get the hint by now. And, yes, I should have it turned off. But when I forget, there's many times you guys don't even know, because he'll call me and it'll vibrate. And I'll look over at him and he's like, "Oh, I tried." And I'm like, dude, don't try. Send me a text message which doesn't ring my phone anyway and say, "Did you turn off your phone?" Okay. Well, everyone's like, wow. Shelly, what would your final words on... What would Miss Manners' final words on meeting etiquette be?
You know, just because we're trying to get sober, and a lot of us have been in places that we wouldn't necessarily want to be, doesn't mean that we can leave our manners at the door. You know, it's not a pool hall. Well, maybe it is a pool hall. But it's a meeting. And, you know, you should behave as though you were, you know, behave as though you were in a business meeting.
Okay.
And just, you know, behave yourself. And be considerate of other people.
Mark?
If the meeting isn't as important to you as it is to the rest of us, maybe it will be next time you get sober.
Oh, nice. Mike's already got good one-liners at the end. My last thing would be...
That's your cord, Shelly,
you know what? There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of fun in meetings. And But I am in agreement with unless it's a specific reading where like in Cocaine Anonymous, there's Who is an Addict, which is specifically every meeting I've ever been to has a bunch of one-liner comebacks to it, and it's a fun thing and everyone gets into it. You know what? When someone's reading Reaching Out or Just for Today,
the Promises,
or The Promises or The Traditions or, you know, Who's an Alcoholic or any of those things, you should shut the F up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be, like, Who's an Alcoholic? There may be that person who doesn't know if they identify, mean, and that's how they're going
to
identify.
You mean more about alcoholism?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Who's an alcoholic?
Actually, that's what you meant to say.
Who's
that's
an okay. alcoholic?
Yeah.
You are.
Perfect.
Well, I'm not, yeah, I am.
Perfect. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's just, now there's a meeting I go to where before the reading start, they say this meeting has voted by group conscience to have no crosstalk during the readings.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Pitzer Auditorium. They have a thing where they read at the beginning and it says, side conversations are considered rude.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a side conversation, there's the door.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and you can have all the side conversation you want.
But
talk it up.
But you said that every CA meeting goes off on
well, most. Next.
And they don't because they've agreed that, you know what, it's disruptive to the
room.
See,
I've never been to that meeting.
Huh.
Which meeting is that?
Friday night.
Oh, Friday night. Haven't been to it.
Yeah. Shelly wants to go home.
Shelly?
Yes.
Who's elite? No. who are our friends online?
And that would be intherooms.com.
.com.
It's an online recovery community. You can go and put up a profile, meet some people in the A of your choice. Go to online chats and meetings. You can listen to our embedded player while you surf the site, and it's all free.
Sweet. It's a bargain at thrice the price. Mark, do we have any friends back east?
We do. We have Bruce.
The other white meat.
In the city of bromance.
The city of brotherly love, baby.
Yes, back in Philadelphia. In,
what?
Philadelphia.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. It's right outside of Pittsburgh.
Sweet.
No. Anyway, you can go to 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can actually get there by going onto our site at recovery101.net.
Yes.
And then go
the
click
sponsors.
On, then go down and click on the sponsor. And anyway, 12stepgazette.com, you can go up online. You can read this fine publication.
It is good.
Uh-huh. Many great articles and a lot of stuff there that you're going to enjoy. You can get it online. You can get it emailed to you, or you can get it sent to you in the post. If you have a recovery house or an Alano club or anything like that, contact Bruce. He'd be happy to send you out numerous copies to put around for people to read.
Sweet.
If you're interested in a franchise to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your own little corner of the world, contact Bruce and he will give you all the information necessary.
Perfect. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com. recovery101radio@gmail.com, recovery101radio@hotmail.com, and you can join our crack sales staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you want to do advertising with us, you can do it to any of those email addresses. We'll be happy to talk to you like our advertisers that we currently have. Shelly.
Yes?
Who's the lead on music by?
8 Days Clean.
Sweet. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you.